Welcome to the Health Ranger Show. My name's Mike Adams, your host. I'm known as the Health Ranger. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com, one of the fastest growing and most popular websites on natural health that you'll find online. And you're in for a real treat today. Do you want to know the truth about health? Do you really want to have uncensored, honest information about how you can prevent disease, prevent cancer, reverse type 2 diabetes? Yes, I use the word reverse deliberately because I've seen hundreds of people reverse this disease. And on this show, we're going to tell you exactly how to do it. We're going to talk about ways to reverse heart disease so you don't need surgery, so you don't need to be drugged up with all of those pharmaceuticals. We're going to reveal the FDA censorship that is keeping you isolated from the information that you need to enhance your health and to prevent disease and live a long, happy, abundant life. We're going to talk about all of that. And today in this show, I'm going to give you a preview of what's coming, a little bit of background. You may be scratching your head, wondering, wait a minute, who is this guy, the Health Ranger? Why is he speaking so bluntly about these topics? This sounds like it might be intriguing. It's not the usual political talk. It's not the usual subdued language that you get from doctors who speak in their own special jargon and don't really say anything useful to you. You know why doctors don't? Especially doctors on the radio. You know why they aren't saying anything useful, in my opinion? Because they're still licensed by the state. And if they say anything too outrageous, let's say, something that might empower people too much, something that might threaten the profits of the pharmaceutical companies or the power base of the Food and Drug Administration, if they say anything like that, they get their license yanked. Yep, the state still controls what those doctors say. And so when they come on the radio and they have a radio show, they're not really telling you everything they know. They're just telling you the surface. It's like the tip of the iceberg. But on this show, the Health Ranger Show, you're going to get the whole story, behind-the-scenes information. I'll give you a little bit of information about what I do and why I do it, but let me start by saying I'm not licensed by anybody, and that is to our benefit, because no one can control me. No one can fire me. I don't have a boss. I don't answer to anyone except you, and that's where my loyalty rests. It's with you, the listeners. I have over 1 million readers of my website, naturalnews.com. Over 1 million readers a month turn to that website for information. And we've helped hundreds of thousands of people reverse disease, literally reverse diabetes or depression or osteoporosis or heart disease, even cancers, breast cancer and prostate cancer and many other types of cancers. Now, I don't take full credit for it. They learned the information. They empowered themselves and they were able to overcome the disease through the healing power given to them by God and by Mother Nature and through their own bodies. They were able to heal and overcome those diseases. We just played a part in that, but we were able to connect people to the information that put them on that path so they could heal. Now that website has become, well, it's about to become the most popular natural health news website on the internet. Right now, it's right up there in the top three. And it's gaining steam steadily. Check it out if you're interested, naturalnews.com. But for the last 4 years on that website, I have done exactly what I'm going to be doing with you here on this show. And that is presenting information that's honest, that's unbiased, that's empowering to you, the health consumer, someone who wants to know real answers. Real answers about how to prevent disease, about how to overcome disease. Real answers that isn't biased. Don't you hate bias out there? You know, you get information from a doctor or a drug company, it's all biased. Mostly, they're just trying to push pills onto you. You ever notice that? Oh, they love to push those pills. That's where all the money's made, you see. Drug companies think of you as a revenue source. And they know that if they can invent some disease and convince you that you have that disease, then they can make a fortune pushing pills onto you. But there's also bias in the natural products industry, isn't there? Don't you hate people getting on the radio and talking to you about the latest vitamin product they have, and then you find out they're selling it? You find out they're making money off of that product, so you don't even know who to trust anymore. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm in the same situation all the time when I'm trying to sort through this information. That's why when I bring information to you on the radio, it's unbiased. I have a policy, and I've stood by this policy for 4 years and will continue to stand by it. That is, I never sell nutritional products. And more importantly, I don't take a cut of anything that I recommend. That's right. I've never been paid a dime by any company whose products I've recommended. And I've interviewed over 100 different companies. I've recommended hundreds of different nutritional products, top-of-the-line products, stuff that I recommend to my family and friends. That's the kind of thing that I bring to you. And I've never been paid a dime for doing that. And I've never solicited money for doing that. And that's important for you to know, because it means that when you hear a recommendation on this website and on this radio show, you know that it doesn't have financial strings attached. You know that I'm bringing it to you because in my heart, I believe that product is the most helpful product in that category that I can find. And I'm not doing it for financial reasons. Your health is more important to me than my personal profits. Now, I make money in other ways, and I'll talk about that later. I sell books on my website. That's how I support myself and my operation. But I do not sell out my reputation, and I cannot be bought. That's why I'm able to continue bringing the truth to you. It's also why, by the way, the FDA has not yet arrested me, has not had me prosecuted and put in jail, because if I were saying the things that I'm going to be telling you on this show, things about how cherries can beat arthritis and how green tea and zinc can eliminate and help reverse prostate cancer, how medicinal mushrooms can reverse cancer and protect the body's immune system, and these kinds of things. If I were to say those things and sell those products at the same time, I'd be arrested. Because the FDA does not allow companies to tell the truth about what their products can do for your health. There is censorship in place in this country. I'm going to give you concrete examples. I'm going to explain it all to you, show you exactly how they clamp down on free speech in this country and prevent consumers like you from learning the truth about which products can actually keep you healthy and keep you out of the hospital. Again, the only reason I can say these things is because I don't sell those products. Therefore, I am not regulated by the FDA. Isn't that a blessing? Not regulated by the FDA, because I'm not in that business. In fact, I'm just here as a citizen of the United States of America, exercising my right to free speech, passing on information to you that I learn in the industry, information that I think is valuable. Now, just last week, I was in California. I went to a trade show. I do this every year. It's a show that combines about 2,500 natural health and nutritional supplement companies, puts them all under one roof in a big convention center in Anaheim. I was there last week walking the floor and looking for the best solutions I could find, and I was getting stories behind the scenes. And I have great relationships with a lot of companies there because I've covered them before. I've interviewed them. I've promoted some of their products. The very best products that I can find, of course. I don't promote junk. And sometimes companies come up to me at that show and they say, "Hey, Mike, will you cover our new food bar?" And they hand me their food bar and I look at the ingredients on it and I see things like high fructose corn syrup. And I say, "Are you kidding me? You couldn't pay me to promote this bar. I would never recommend your food bar. Go away." And I move on and I keep searching for the quality products, the real potent medicines that I believe are going to help you stay healthy and help you prevent disease and help you stay out of the hospital. You see, that's the way that I'm rewarded for what I'm doing here, is by teaching you or sharing information with you that I know can keep you and your family out of the hospital. I want to deny revenues to the pharmaceutical companies by showing you how to stay healthy and how to never need those drugs for the rest of your life. And there is a way to do that. That's the good news in all of this, folks. There is a way to stay healthy and stay out of the hospital. Now, stay with me on this because we're going to take a break. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you exactly what to expect, what kind of great interviews are coming up on this show, the Health Ranger Show. Stay with me. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And in this segment, I'm going to give you a preview of what's to come on this show. Oh, you can't believe this. I have interviews set up with many of the top names in the industry. I mean, top authors, top nutritional supplement formulators. These are people, many of them won't even grant interviews to the mainstream media. You know the mainstream media. You know what I'm talking about. These people that work for the big TV news shows, cable news shows, the national newspapers and magazines. People who know nothing about nutrition, dare I say. They have no clue what they're talking about when it comes to health. Most of them are just reprinting press releases. They're just pushing pills like everybody else out there. Now, the folks that I interviewed won't interview with those people anymore because they're tired of it. They're tired of clueless journalists asking them stupid questions who know nothing about health and nutrition. But I was able to get interviews with them. Why? Because my reputation, because they know about naturalnews.com. They know about what I'm doing. They know that I'm informed about nutrition, so I can ask them intelligent questions. We can have an intelligent conversation, and most importantly, we can then share that with you. The listeners, the readers, the people who really need this information. So here's a list of who I've already interviewed for the show. These are done. This is not some wish list. This is actually who's already on the show. Michael T. Murray, author of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, author of the Textbook of Natural Medicine, author of Hunger Free Forever, one of the supplement formulators responsible for this new supplement called PGX, that reduces the glycemic index of carbohydrates you eat, helping you stay satiated so you don't feel hungry, so you lose more weight. We're going to talk to Michael T. Murray on this show. In fact, we have a whole show dedicated to a conversation with Michael T. Murray. I also have someone coming on the show. He's a guy who's a legend in the industry. His products are by far the most potent Chinese medicine products anywhere available anywhere in North America, perhaps even the world. His company is called Dragon Herbs. You can find him at dragonherbs.com. His name is Ron Teagarden. And Ron doesn't grant interviews to many people, but he agreed to come on this show because he knew that we could have an intelligent, informative conversation. We could teach people about the healing power of these Chinese medicines, all these medicinal mushrooms, these roots from China, from around the world. He gets some from Tibet. He gets goji berries from pristine areas in Tibet. This guy is a legend in the industry, and he's on the show. You're going to hear him in an upcoming interview. We've also got Jack Singh. He's the president of a company called the Organic Food Bar Company. You've probably seen these products in retail. The organic food bars, they have these big, bright yellow wrappers, and they have different recipes. They have an organic greens food bar, they have a protein bar, and so on. Well, this company uses no additives, no fillers, no garbage in their bars. And you'll be fascinated to meet the president and find out about the ethics behind this. This guy is a naturopathic physician, and he formulated these food bars because he was tired of seeing all the junk on the market, just like you and I have all seen on the market. Most of the food bars out there are just garbage. I can say that straight out. And by the way, when I was at this trade show last weekend, the sponsor of the show is a very famous food bar company called Power Bar. Yeah, Power Bar. And every year they sponsor the show, and every year I'm just astonished that they would let that company sponsor the show, because if you look at the ingredients on the Power Bar, and if my memory is correct, it's made from soy protein isolate and various processed sugars. That's why I personally would never recommend that bar. You won't see an interview with Power Bar on this show because I don't recommend that bar. I wouldn't tell anyone to eat that bar. It's not real food, in my opinion. You want real food? Go with the organic food bar. We're going to talk to the president, Jack Singh, right here on this show. We also have Dr. Steven Sinatra, author of The Sinatra Solution. Yep. I know, he's a legend in the industry too. I sat down with him a couple of days ago, did a live interview. It's going to run on this show, recorded. And he has a solution for reversing heart disease, helping people avoid heart bypass surgery, helping people avoid heart attacks and strokes, saving people's lives. And it's a very simple solution. Involves just three nutrients. Just three. Three nutrients that you can buy right now at a health food store. And we're going to reveal those three nutrients right here on the show in that interview with Dr. Stephen Sinatra. This is so powerful. I take these three nutrients myself, and I recommend them to all my family members and my friends, especially anyone who's suffering from symptoms of heart disease. Three nutrients can reverse many cases of heart disease. We'll talk about that. We've also got on the show Susie Cohen. She's author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. She's a pharmacist who's outraged at what the drug companies are doing, pushing their pills onto everybody. She's outraged at the way they try to dose up these children, diagnosing them with ADHD and putting them on Ritalin and mind-altering drugs, all these psychotropic drugs that make kids crazy, makes them pick up automatic rifles and walk into their schools and blow away their classmates. Did you know that? Every school shooting that's happened in this country in the last two decades has been committed by a child who was on psychotropic medication. Did you know that? That's because these drugs are causing the behavior. They're not preventing it, folks. They're causing it. There's a very strong correlation between medicating children and suicidal behavior and violent behavior. Well, Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist, she speaks out about this. She's a practicing pharmacist, by the way. She's still actually filling prescriptions for people. And yet, she's able to see the truth about what's going on. She comes on this show. We've already done the interview. You're going to be amazed. She comes on the show and she tells you what to watch out for. She will reveal which pills can kill you if you don't take precautions. See, this is the kind of guest that I'm bringing on the show for you. People who know what they're talking about, people who have been on the front lines, who are still there practicing medicine or practicing pharmacology, people who can give you the information that you need to save your life. That's who's coming on this show. Watch for that interview. We also have an interview with Dana Ullman, author of The Homeopathic Revolution. Yeah, are you interested in homeopathy? Well, conventional medicine is attacking it like crazy, left and right. They just can't stand the fact that people believe in homeopathy, but there's actually good science behind it. There's good science behind it. This is the safest medication, so to speak, in the world because it has zero negative side effects. It won't kill you. It's safe to use on children. That's why so many people use homeopathy. We're going to talk about that on this show. And yeah, we're going to be skeptical too. We're going to ask some tough questions, like where's the proof that this works? Where's the evidence? Who's used this throughout history? And we're going to find answers to that with Dana Ullman, author of The Homeopathic Revolution. So watch for that. We've got Ruth from Ruth's Hemp Foods, a Canadian company that makes all kinds of hemp food supplements, hemp seeds. You know, hemp seeds are very high in omega-3 oils, which makes them really good for your heart. It makes them a source of outstanding nutrition. You got to find out about hemp foods and the battle that it took to get hemp foods legalized in this country because of the crazy war on drugs. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. We are going to take a break. Stay with us. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show with your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We'll be right back after this break with more information about what's coming soon on this show. Stay with us. Welcome back, friends, to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. That's a website you can go to, by the way, if you want to check out more information about me, my background, or any health condition that you have, any question that you have, any nutrient that you're curious about, you can type it into the search engine there, and you can get a list of articles. We have over 24,000 articles on that website, and guess what? They're all free. Yeah, that's right. It's all free. Look, I believe in free speech. I believe in free information. I believe in sharing knowledge to help empower my fellow human beings. That's what I'm about, folks. You can find that all at naturalnews.com. Now, continuing with our list of who's going to appear on this show, we have the best in the industry. We have some of the greatest minds that we've interviewed already for this show, and I want to continue to give you a list of who's coming on this show in future broadcast so that you know what's coming. All right, we talked about Ruth's Hemp Foods. You got to know about that issue. Next, we have John Rulak, the president of Nutiva. Nutiva also sells hemp supplements and coconut oil, and he can talk to you about the benefits of coconut oil and why coconut oil is really the healthiest oil you can cook with because it doesn't oxidize at high temperatures. You know, a lot of oils, you put them in the pan and they begin to oxidize, especially those omega-6 rich oils like corn oil and soy oil. You know, the cheap vegetable oils you get in the supermarket, those oxidize and they become dangerous to your body after cooking with them. But other oils like olive oil are more resistant to that oxidation. And guess what? Yeah, coconut oil is the best. That will go to very high temperatures without oxidizing, so that's the best oil to cook with. We'll talk to John Rulak, president of Nutiva, about that issue. After that, we've got an interview with John Saleen from a company called MushroomScience.com. They're located in Eugene, Oregon. Mushroom Science has the most potent medicinal mushroom extracts that you can buy in North America. They are incredible. I sat down with John Saleen and I talked to him about these issues and why so many companies out there are selling junk products that don't contain the extracts. But his company has the guaranteed potency. His company uses a unique method. It's actually borrowed from Chinese medicine from thousands of years ago to extract the medicine from these mushrooms, put them into the water, and then they dry the water into a powder and they put that into the capsules. That's what you're getting. It's like getting thousands of years of wisdom in a bottle today. And these mushrooms, friends, we'll talk about mushrooms and cancer, how the most powerful anti-cancer medicine in the world is found today in these medicinal mushrooms, in my opinion. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about how mushrooms can actually protect you from chemotherapy, even if you decide to go through chemotherapy, which, by the way, I think is a huge mistake. But if you decide to do that, you can protect yourself with medicinal mushrooms. You can protect your healthy cells from the poisons of the chemotherapy. There are many strategies like that. You don't have to sometimes just choose all natural medicine versus all conventional medicine. Sometimes you can combine the two and you can protect yourself from the toxicity of Western medicine by using natural herbs and natural supplements at the same time. We will talk about those strategies here on the Health Ranger Show. Yes, we're going to learn all that. Again, this is information that conventional medicine probably does not want you to know. They don't want you to have options, friends. They don't want you to have choices. They don't want you to be knowledgeable about all the different decisions that you can make to protect your health and empower yourself. They want you to be limited to one choice, and that's their drugs. And that's it. And that's why we have FDA censorship in this country. That's why we have doctors who are brainwashed by drug companies in medical school, who are bribed, actually, by drug companies with gifts and free vacations. All kinds of corruption. They're paid consulting fees and they're paid writing fees. It's just bribery to try to get those doctors to prescribe their drugs. We'll talk about that issue in more detail. But now you know where I stand. I stand for honest information, for information with integrity, information that empowers people rather than disempowering them. So we will go into more detail on that. Okay, who else was on the show? Charles Strand, the founder of Aquasana Water Filters. Why do you want to hear about a water filter company? Because guess what's in the water today, folks? Pharmaceuticals. Yeah, this was front page news in USA Today and newspapers a couple of weeks ago that there are pharmaceuticals now in the water supply in 24 major metropolitan areas in the United States. So if you're drinking tap water right out of the faucet, you are getting a micro dose of antidepressants, of painkillers, of antipsychotic drugs, of hormones. They're actually synthetic hormones used in hormone replacement therapy. You're getting all that in your water. How insane is that? Plus you're getting the chlorine and the fluoride that they put in the water too. This is not a safe thing to be consuming, for obvious reasons. So you want to learn about how to have safe water. And it's too expensive to keep buying bottled water all the time. And plus, there's a landfill problem with all those plastic bottles. So you need a way to make your own bottled water at home. And that's what you can do with these water filters, Aquasana. That's a company we're going to interview here. All right, who else? Well, if you look at legends in the raw foods industry, we're going to talk to you about raw foods. And it's not what you think. It's actually living foods. It's just having part of your diet consist of foods that aren't cooked. And there are many reasons for that, because cooking destroys the natural medicine in the food. Cooking destroys many of the proteins in the vegetables and so on. We'll talk about that. But a legend in that industry is Jameth Sheridan. And he's from a company called Health Force Nutritionals. And he formulates what are considered to be top of the line most potent superfood powders that you'll find in the industry. Superfood powders. He's got a super fruit powder. He's got a superfood powder made of grasses and vegetables and microalgae. And these have literally thousands upon thousands of natural medicines right there in one bottle. And I will give you a recipe on this show of how to make a disease-preventing breakfast using all of these superfoods. All you do is you blend them up in a blender with a banana or with some fruit. And I'll teach you how to use an avocado in there. I'll teach you what sweeteners are safe and tasty and yet won't cause you to gain weight. I'll teach you how to combine these in the right ratios so that you can start off your day with a healthy meal right out of your blender. It only takes about 3 minutes to blend it up, by the way. It's very easy to do. And we'll use some of the products from Jameis Sheridan's company to make those smoothies. That's the breakfast I have every day, by the way. I drink my breakfast. I don't eat bacon, sausage, toast with jelly on it, Pop-Tarts, sugary cereal, milk from cows. I don't eat any of that stuff for breakfast. I have a breakfast made of nutrient-dense superfoods blended up and containing all kinds of natural medicine that prevents disease. And I'll teach you that recipe right here on this show. By the way, you might be wondering if I'm going to be pushing any particular agenda on this show in terms of, you know, vegetarianism or veganism or fruitarianism or any of these other things. No, I'm not going to push any particular agenda like that. Not going to happen, because I'm not married to any one philosophy on diet. I think that every person needs to find out what works for them and that our biology is unique. Your biology is different from mine. So you may find that you need more protein or less protein. You might do better on fruits than I do. You might be better on vegetables than I do. You might find raw foods really suits you well or not. It also depends on the climate you live in. I live in the desert, very dry. You might be in a place that has a lot more moisture. I work out a lot, sometimes 2 or 3 hours a day. You might not work out that much, or you might work out even more. So your needs are different from my needs, and I am not a food Nazi. I'm not going to be pushing stuff on you like that. I'm not going to be making you feel guilty because you eat a certain way. I am, however, going to make you think. I'm going to challenge you to think about the way you're eating and to find a better way to eat, a way to improve your diet. I'm also going to challenge you to think about the implications of what you're choosing. What are the environmental impacts of the food you're eating? What are the ethical considerations? And what's the long-term impact on your health and the health of your family going to be based on the foods you're eating? So I'm not going to be preaching to you, but I am going to be working to empower you and get you to think about these issues. Now, we're going to take another break, but we'll be right back after this break with more information about the important issues you need to know about: vaccinations, fluoridation, and more. Stay with us right here on the Health Ranger Show. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And you are listening to the Health Ranger Show. We've been talking about what's coming soon on this show in future editions. Lots of great interviews. Now let's talk about issues. What issues are important to you? I would say health freedom is probably important to you, or you wouldn't be listening to this right now. Health freedom, your freedom to make a choice about what kind of health modalities you wish to pursue. For example, do you think that the government should have the right to arrest parents who refuse to have their children vaccinated? That's what they're doing in this country. I call it gunpoint medicine. It's forced vaccinations, and they're actually threatening to put parents in jail in Maryland and New Jersey if they don't have their children forcibly vaccinated, which means being injected with these chemicals that contain dangerous chemical additives, dangerous bits of DNA, all kinds of crazy substances that they put in these vaccines, and children are dying from the vaccines, and children are being diagnosed with autism as a result of these vaccines. Yes, the link is real. It is true. Children are being harmed by these vaccines. We're going to talk about that on this show in upcoming broadcast. We're going to go into detail and tell you the truth about what's really happening with vaccines and why you're being lied to by the mainstream media, why you're being lied to by the medical profession. We're going to tell you all those details, not holding back, as you can tell. We're also going to talk about fluoridation of the public water supply. And why is it that the cities in this country and the politicians and lawmakers who run those cities want to poison the water supply like terrorists. Why do they do that? The answer is because it's more profitable to sell these chemicals to cities than to have them disposed of as EPA-regulated toxic waste chemicals, which is what they really are. It's not natural fluoride that's being dripped into your water supply, folks. It is a synthetic chemical substance, a waste product that is actually regulated by the EPA as a toxic substance. If you were to take that chemical and dump it into a river, you'd be arrested. But somehow, when you drip it into the water supply, it's legal. Why is that? We'll talk about that here on the Health Ranger Show. We're also going to talk about the mass drugging of school children with psychotropic drugs. Why do we live in a nation that thinks that children need medication rather than healthy food, rather than good schools, rather than good parenting, rather than physical exercise and sunshine and fresh air and clean water? Why do we think that the answer to everything wrong with our children today is more medication? There's something wrong with that picture, folks. We're raising a generation of drug addicts. And that's what the drug companies want, because they know they're creating future customers for their drugs. We're going to be talking about that in a lot of detail. And by the way, I don't want you to think that everything on this show is a dark, gloomy topic. We're also going to be talking about solutions, how you can reverse type 2 diabetes. I used to be pre-diabetic. I used to be borderline obese. I used to be depressed and in chronic pain. I reversed all that. And that's why I wrote the book, How to Reverse Type 2 Diabetes in 25 Days. Yep, we're going to reveal that right here on this show. How to reverse diabetes in 25 days or less. I'm going to give you everything that I've learned about diabetes here on this show. I'm going to talk to you about the phytonutrients. That means the plant-based nutrients that are found in nature. The cures that are at your grocery store right now. You can walk around your grocery store and there are cures right there in the produce section for diseases like cancer and depression and heart disease and osteoporosis and even Alzheimer's. We're going to talk about all the different cures that exist in foods, in herbs, in superfoods, nutritional supplements, and natural therapies like sunlight therapy. Did you know, for example, that vitamin D prevents 4 out of 5 cancers of every type? You name a cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, multiple myeloma, you name it, sunlight prevents 4 out of 5 of those cancers. Why? Because when you expose yourself to sunlight a sensible amount, your skin generates vitamin D. And vitamin D prevents 4 out of 5 cancers. And there's strong science to back that up. These aren't just fictitious numbers. These are facts. These are facts that the industry doesn't want you to know about. Because if people knew how to prevent cancer and how to reverse cancer, the cancer industry, which depends on profits from sick people, would collapse. The cancer industry, we're going to talk about that too. It's in business to make money. And the only way it can make money is when people are diseased and have cancer. So they have no interest whatsoever in showing people how to prevent cancer. You'll notice there's no investment in prevention in this country. None whatsoever. They only want to diagnose cancer, which means recruit people into the system of cancer treatment that makes them money. Well, my aim is to keep you out of that system, to prevent you from being enslaved by medicine. That's what they want to do. They want to chemically enslave you, turn you into a revenue stream because it makes them money. It keeps them important. It props up their egos. I want to keep you out of that system. To me, it's a success if you never get diagnosed with cancer. If you live a healthy life and never need to take a pharmaceutical, never need a surgical procedure. I want to show you how to deny that entire sickness industry the revenues that it is expecting to earn from your body. They want to exploit you. They want to turn you into a revenue stream. I want to prevent you from ever having to be part of that system of chemical enslavement. That's what I'm about here, is showing you how to be free. Because you can. We have the answers right now. We know how to reverse depression using natural remedies. We know how to reverse cancer. We know how to reverse type 2 diabetes. We know how to lose weight and keep it off in a safe and healthy way that lasts a lifetime. We know how to heal with water, how to heal with plant-based medicine and natural remedies from different systems of medicine, whether it's Chinese medicine or South American rainforest medicine or Australian Aborigine medicine, Pacific Island medicine, African medicine, North American herbalism. We have all of these abundant resources from which we can draw knowledge and wisdom. And all we have to do, actually, is be humble enough to learn from God and Mother Nature of how we can establish health in our bodies, find that balance, and in that, discover our own personal freedom. That's what this is really about, folks. Empowering you with the knowledge that you need to find your freedom so that you can be a citizen of this world who is happy, healthy, and constructive. Because we need people in this world who can make a difference. You see things happening right now in politics, in finance. The banks are collapsing. The money supply is becoming less and less valuable each and every day. The politicians are all liars. Seems that way, doesn't it? But yet we have a way out of this, and that is to stay healthy, to keep our children healthy, to empower them with the knowledge and the nutrition that they need to be thinking, skeptical, intelligent human beings, because they represent our future. That's what we've got to do if we want to make positive changes in this society. We have to maintain our health and our presence of mind. And recall, by the way, that the drug companies, their medicine zaps your brain. They cause brain fog. They destroy your ability to think clearly. And that's what the politicians want. They don't want voters to think clearly anymore. They don't want a population that's educated anymore. Because people who are educated, who can think for themselves, who are healthy of mind and body and spirit, are a threat to the status quo. That's the truth. That's why they don't like the fact that this show exists. And that's why you should love the fact that it exists. Because we are about empowering you to be a thoughtful, aware, intelligent, informed, healthy, skeptical citizen who can make a difference in this world, who can shake up the status quo so that we have something different in the future, something better in the future than what we had in the past. Because what we had in the past is disgusting. It's a disgrace what we're feeding to our children in the school systems today. It's a disgrace the way we're dosing up our senior citizens in nursing homes with mind-altering drugs because the people are too lazy to treat them like human beings. It's a disgrace the way we're poisoning our crops and polluting their genetic material with genetically modified seeds controlled by power-hungry corporations. It's a disgrace what we're doing to our rivers, polluting our oceans and all the water supplies, and even polluting our tap water in this country. It's a disgrace. We deserve something better. Now, I know you agree with that, so join me in future broadcasts of this show, the Health Rangers Show. We are going to explore solutions for making this a better world, a better future for all of us and our children. That's what we're bringing you right here on the Health Rangers Show. Now, we're wrapping up this show, but stay with me. We're going to be on tomorrow, and we're going to talk about these issues in more detail and bring you solutions and empowerment to make this world a better place for all of us. Thanks for listening. Join me tomorrow. You've been listening to The Health Ranger Show with your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of Natural News. Talk to you again soon.